Some of them were sentenced to prison, some to jail, others to home confinement. But many of the 11 Atlanta public schools educators who were convicted of racketeering in a cheating scandal last year now can return to the classroom. Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Molly Bloom was part of the team that broke the story of APS teachers who conspired to change test scores. Hi, Molly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
So there were 11 who were actually convicted, but there were others who were involved who either settled or pled out, right? And they already could return to teaching?
Yeah, so all told, back when the AJC, after the AJC broke the story in, I guess, 2008, eventually the state report came out and there were about 185 teachers who were somehow implicated
right.
in cheating in the Atlanta schools. About 35 of them, including Beverly Hall, were indicted. 12 went to trial, 11 were convicted. So of the 11 who were convicted, several of them faced consequences to their teaching licenses. And several of them have served out the suspensions and could arguably be free to return to the classroom.
And in fact, if I read it correctly, one of them actually served out the suspension of their license before the trial ever began. How is that even possible?
That's a really good question. That was one of our big questions. I mean, several of the license suspensions were backdated even to before the trial started.
And you never got an answer to that question. I mean, how does that come about?
I mean, we asked the group that oversees teacher licensure in Georgia is called the Professional Standards Commission. It's an appointed board. And they weighed the evidence and they looked at, you know, when the alleged violations took place. And those were the sanctions they issued. And they said, you know, we think that these sanctions were appropriate.
So how many teachers at this point could return to teaching? Of the 11 that were convicted?
So at least 5 of them have served out their suspensions. Several of those have active educator licenses. And so they could arguably return to teaching.
And there is an appeal still in process at this point, right?
There's the teacher's licenses. And separate from that, there's the criminal case.
Right.
Yes. And so 9 of those convicted are appealing. They're free on bond. But they've been convicted.
This is the part that I hope that you can clear up for me, Molly.
I would love to.
So there's the criminal portion of the trial is separate from what happened with their licenses. So let's say that someone whose license is now in full effect goes back to teaching and loses that appeal, the criminal appeal. Then what happens? They're still a licensed teacher, but they're just going to jail?
So the PSC could at some later point take additional action.
They could re-revoke.
They could re-suspend. They could consider the totality of evidence and take some kind of action. But it would be surprising if. I would be surprised if a district in
I'm surprised
Atlanta
already.
Okay.
I mean, the whole thing surprises me.
Right?
Yes.
Because it's like these two separate processes that seem to be operating independently of each other.
And yet, the criminal case is related to their actions while being teachers, and so it almost also feels as though they shouldn't be separate. But are there rules about whether someone can teach in a public school classroom even after you've been convicted criminally?
There are the way Georgia handles that who can teach is through the teacher licensure process, which goes through the Professional Standards Commission. So when we talk about the PSC and these suspensions and revocations, that's the agency that's deciding these things. And these are the decisions that they've made. I mean, they've said, you know, we know there was cheating going on, but we didn't have enough evidence to prove this person, you know, did it to an extent that they should have their license pulled. So
do we know if these 5 people who could return to teaching, are they going to return to teaching?
So one of my colleagues spoke to the lawyer for one of the teachers, and he says she's looking for a job in education. I mean, these people, many of them have worked their whole careers in education.
That's what their degrees are often.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of makes sense. But have we heard back from any parents or students about how that would feel to have those teachers return to the classroom?
Definitely. I mean, we've heard from parents saying kind of what you're saying, that this seems a little crazy to me. But Like I said, they went through the process Georgia uses to determine who can teach, and that was the outcome. So, but it does raise some questions for some people.
I would imagine it raises questions, especially when it comes to administering more tests.
Yeah, Georgia still, you know, administers a good number of standardized tests, and there are new security measures in place in Atlanta and other districts. But
okay, so what happens next is that possibly at least one of these teachers, one of the five, can return to the classroom if she gets a job, which is the next big question, right?
Sure.
That's not the next. What is your next big question?
I have a lot of big questions. I mean, we've been following the story for years, and I think there are a number of different angles that we're looking at. But yeah, I mean, I think I would certainly be curious if any of those teachers return to the classroom. I mean, who hires them and why, and what do parents and students think? I mean,
yeah. Exactly. How does that play out? And we have about 30 seconds here, but the next big question, of course, is what happens with the appeal? And do we have a timeline for that yet?
We do not have a timeline. Last time, one of my colleagues, Rhonda Cook, checked on it. They were putting together the trial transcript. It's a massive transcript.
Yeah, we're about to talk about that.
Yeah, so they're waiting till that appeal process goes through, and then the criminal process will continue to run on its separate track.
Okay, my guest is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Molly Bloom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.